This is the time of year in our northern hemisphere when our earliest human ancestors lit fires and gathered around greenery and observed their rites and ceremonies, when the nights were at their longest, when the air was cold, when the earth appeared to be dead. The greenery reminded them of the persistence of life in the face of seeming death. The light and warmth of their fires reminded and assured them that in time, light and warmth would return to the earth, an earth with which they felt a spiritual bond. And with the coming of the Christian era over 2 millennia ago, the Christian church took this time of year to observe and celebrate the birth of their founder, Jesus of Nazareth, and many of the earlier symbols and images of this season became a part of that celebration as well. And so we come together this evening to celebrate new life, the new light that will in time return to our earth, and to celebrate the newness of hope for a time of peace on earth and goodwill to all, for the reign of the power of love, as was told in the stories of the birth of Jesus. So may it be that the candles we light this evening remind us of the glowing love within the heart. May the carols we sing uplift our spirits and renew our hope and vision. May the special moments we spend with family and friends strengthen the bonds of caring between us in this time and throughout the coming year. I'm very appreciative of the time that the choir has spent with Jed and people to give us our music this evening, and for members of our congregation who will also be sharing some of their thoughts on the season. This evening will be Kathy Fletcher, and then a little later, Grant and Gary LaRude. Kathy.